The year in pop music ranged from the big, cheerful hit single Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen to the epic-length compositions of Bob Dylan on his album Tempest. Our rock critic Ken Tucker surveys the year and picks his best music from 2012.
One inescapable song of the year was probably that one, Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. It was everywhere, on the radio, all over the internet, and on TV in a vast array of re-recordings done by fans ranging from ordinary citizens to Jimmy Fallon. Call Me Maybe, with a lyric that captures a certain kind of 2012 casual speech, stands in a long tradition of novelty songs that hold up to repeated listenings. As opposed to the novelty song this year that quickly became just irritating, Psy's Gangnam Style. My favorite album of the year, however, was the one that barely dented mass consciousness, an album full of songs whose sentiments were rather more vehement than Call Me Maybe.
I could liken you to a werewolf the way you left me for dead, but I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark, the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity, but we could still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other, not the wrong way. A song ends in a minor key. Not the wrong way. A song ends in a minor key.
That's Fiona Apple with Werewolf from her amazing collection with the long title The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do. With its clattering percussion and Apple's twisty wordplay, this album is a sustained mood piece, a series of intricate word puzzles swaddled in ferocious emotion. I want to give you a sense of the diversity of good music this year, so I'll name my favorite country album of the year, Dwight Yoakam's Three Pairs. Not just a return to form for the honky-tonker, but one of the most consistently pleasurable albums by anyone this year.
Take hold of my hand. And I do what I can to make everything right, at least for tonight. If you just take hold of my hand, press your lips against mine.
There was a lot of excellent hip-hop music this year, including albums from Killer Mike and Kendrick Lamar. For me, the pop crossover success of Frank Ocean with his album Channel Orange provided some of the most beautifully moody music.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you want to. Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar, I told him don't curse me. Oh boy, you need prayer, I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion.
there's one consistent theme that ran beneath the music this year, it was the survival of the fittest, the endurance or the reemergence of various artists in late or middle age. Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Bobby Womack, Bonnie Raitt, Loudon Wainwright, and many others released strong, vital work this year. But perhaps no return was more welcome than Iris DeMents, whose first album of original material in 16 years, Sing the Delta, offered many striking, gorgeous moments.
Go on ahead and go home. Go on ahead and go home. Boy, you done your best. Time you took your rest in the sheltering room. Go on ahead and go home. Go on ahead, go home. The spirits of the dead will bring you up ahead, and you won't be alone. Go let your mama see you smile.
So here's my top 10 albums list: Fiona Apple's The Idler Wheel, Dwight Yoakam, Three Pairs, Frank Ocean, Channel Orange, Iris DeMents, Sing the Delta, Killer Mike, Rap Music, Loudon Wainwright's Older Than My Old Man Now, Bob Dylan, Tempest, John Fulbright's From the Ground Up, Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City, and the collaboration between Mary Carr and Rodney Crowell called Kin. I wish you much happy listening.